And I'm joined by Darvin Kendall. He is the education coordinator for Area Recyclers. He's joined me many times over the years to talk about a very special day that is happening Thursday, the 21st, Clean Out Your Files Day. And it's the 23rd year that this has gone on. And again, Darvin is joining me today. And Darvin, a pleasant good morning to you.
And a good morning to you, too. Thank you for having me this morning.
All right. So this got started basically as a way to what? Get people to just, I think, what? To go through their office files and everything else like that and get rid of all that paper that they collect. They save it, but they never get rid of it. And it's been pretty successful. Any idea how much, how many pounds of files and other stuff you've been collecting over all those years?
Well, if I take just a minute to do a little quick math, we average about anywhere from 35,000 to 40,000 pounds of paper every year. So, you know, if I do a...
It's a lot. You're talking about...
calculation, yeah. Yeah. I can't do it in my head. Not this early in the morning.
Okay. Okay. It'd be...
close to... between almost 1 million pounds, really.
Yeah.
That's, collectively. It's yeah. very close to it. We vary, you know. Some years we have a lot. Some years we have not as much. And honestly, we like to get a good amount, but and we'll take whatever we get. But we really want people to remember that recycling can happen any day of the year.
Now
you can always recycle. So
now 120. I've got a note here. 125 pounds of recycled paper saves one tree. So you saved an awful lot of trees over those years. Is that right?
Yeah, it's rather impressive when you 125 pounds. People get a visual of that. That's about a 4-foot stack of paper. You know, from the floor up to 4 feet, just, you know, newspaper stacked 4 feet high, or copy papers or whatever. It's about 125 pounds, and that saves a tree. So you have the opportunity to have a significant impact on the environment, clean out some clutter and stuff around your home or office or your business. There are years there are several businesses that do this every year, and they purge their files from the previous year. And that's exactly what we do like to see. You know, they'll show up with a box truck or a couple of pickup truck loads of boxes of papers and invoices and so forth from the previous year or whatever they're purging out. And we have a huge group of volunteers, and there'll be 8-10 students from Burlington High School and Notre Dame High School, the Leo Clubs there, which is a high school version of a Lions Club. They come out and help all day long, and they're energetic and fun to be around. And the visitors always, you know, comment on how helpful the kids are to help. And it's just kind of a lot of fun. And we do this right after tax day.
Yes.
It always falls right around Earth Day. And spring cleaning and tax time, it's all just a good idea to purge out stuff that you don't need anymore.
All right. Well, we're talking about all of the things. I know we've talked over the years. Remember when we were saying the paperless society would be on the way, everything would be electronically transmitted, right?
Yeah.
But it
hasn't quite worked.
Well, what happens is you do save it as an electronic file, but you also save it as I need to have the actual physical piece of paper in there. And that seems to be what has happened. We print as many things. I don't know how much I print every day, just simply because I need to have all the stuff that I need in front of me. But that's another story. Anyway, it is okay. So it's going on Thursday. You mentioned tax day, and tax day means a lot of what we call very sensitive papers, obviously, because it's stuff that you're going to be as you purge those files, you want to be very careful with them. You do have a special, what is it, grocery sack or small copy paper box limit for sensitive papers that will also be allowed?
Yes, we have to give a shout out to Hope Haven Document Destruction. They have partnered with us now for probably close to 8 years doing this event. And they come out and help us with that part of the Clean Out Your Files. And they will collect and take back to their facility up to one paper grocery sack or a copy paper box. of sensitive papers and documents to be shredded securely. And, you know, those are examples would be tax forms, bank statements, medical records, things like that. We do ask that people try to make sure that the items they want to have shredded do indeed need to be shredded. You know, the example is your Time magazine with your address on it probably doesn't need to be shredded. But we do understand and appreciate that you want to have your more sensitive things shredded. And Hope Haven will do that. And they have done that now for, like I said, for probably 8 years or so. And they'll collect, you know, whatever they can and have the capacity to collect for the day and take care of that for you. And you don't have to worry about it. There's no charge for that. So we really appreciate them doing that. And they provide that service year-round for a small fee. So
okay.
We always try to encourage people. If you have a lot that you need to have shredded, you know, feel free to contact them. They would be more than happy to help you and on a year-round basis. And we really appreciate their support for the event.
All right. Well, let's talk about it. You have, obviously, any kind of paper is accepted. Is that right?
We're pretty generous. That's right. You know, if you have just stacks of magazines, catalogs, you know, remember back in the day, Steve, we used to have phone books. So we still have a few of those around. If you have old phone books, things like that, you know, blueprints, invoices and statements from your business and things like that, you know, all of that is acceptable. We don't worry about staples. We don't worry about paper clips, so don't bother with removing those. Those are okay. Binder clips, now those are the bigger, heavier. You probably want to save those and use them again anyway. We would ask that you remove those. And we also are not able to take any spiral or wire-bound or plastic-bound notebooks and no hanging files with those metal hangers on those. But other than that, it's pretty wide open for the amount of paper and the types of paper that we can collect.
I'm just remembering I've got a file at the house, which is, and my wife said, you know, you really need to go through and purge, and they are hanging files, but there's some of those files are so stuffed that they're starting to bend on me. So I think that means
that might be a clue.
That's a clue that I need to step up and get rid of a lot of stuff you put it in a file because you have it. And that's what the story is. But anyway, you've got this event is happening. Again, it's going on at Area Recyclers at your facility, 1818 West Burlington mm-hmm. Avenue. It's 8 to 4. And it is, as I said, it's just across from the metal recycling plant or the metal recycling place. What's that? That is, what's the name of that?
Alters.
Yes.
Alters, yep. Just kind of, if you turn at Keystone and Casey's and Shearer's there on Mount Pleasant, turn at that intersection, come up over the bridge, we're on the right side of the road, follow the signs, we'll be back around it in the inside part of the building in the back. It's worked out really well. The volunteers will be more than happy to greet you and welcome you, and we'll kind of a drive-through service. We'll pull you on through, get you unloaded, get you on your way. And it's 8 to 4 on Thursday, the 21st. And, you know, if you miss this, like I said, you can always recycle any day of the year. And not just paper, you know, you can always recycle curbside. You can recycle at any of our drop-off locations. And we encourage that very much. So,
all right.
We're looking forward to it.
Area Recyclers, 8 to 4 Thursday. Clean out your files day. And we'll have this, all of the information as well on our website. But do indeed get rid of all that stuff. And now, do you make stuff out of all that recycled paper?
Well, our recycled paper actually goes and gets made into things like fast food drink trays, carry-out containers, chinette, plates, things like that. So that's what our paper typically gets made into. You know, the plastic that we recycle can be made into carpeting. It can be made into plastic lumber. Most of the metal that we recycle gets recycled into new metal. Everything that we accept at Area Recyclers is recycled. It's a little bit different than maybe some places. When we hear this, sometimes people say, well, I could recycle all my plastics where I came from. And the truth to that might be that they took all of the plastic that you had, but they may not necessarily have recycled it all. And they do that because they can get a greater quantity, because if we can just throw everything together, we kind of like that more than the restrictions of only doing certain things. But we believe you know, what we take, we can recycle, and we can tell you what happens to it.
Exactly. Clean Out Your Files Day, Thursday, 8 to 4, Area Recyclers, 1818 West Burlington Avenue. Education Coordinator Darvin Kendall, thank you so much. Make it a successful Clean Out Your Files Day. Thanks again.
Thanks, Steve. Have a wonderful day.